From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. considers putting North Korea back on the list of states sponsoring terrorists. And tensions rise again between Israel and Palestinians. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. President Obama says the U.S. is reviewing whether to put North Korea back on its list of state sponsors of terrorism after a cyber attack on Sony Pictures traced to the communist nation. Speaking on CNN today, Mr. Obama said the hack was not an act of war, but an example of very costly, very expensive cyber vandalism. North Korea denies responsibility for hacking Sony Pictures' computer network. Sony has canceled the scheduled December 25th release of the satire The Interview, but says it still hopes to release the film. Tensions are rising on the Israeli border with Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel says its first airstrike on Gaza since the 50-day war months ago is a warning to the militant group Hamas after Palestinians fired a rocket across the border. The rocket did not cause any injuries or damage, and it may have been fired by a renegade group. But Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon says Hamas rules Gaza and is responsible. Yaalon warned Hamas firing even one rocket at Israel will not be tolerated. Hamas is defiant, even though it took a severe beating during the seven-week war. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Health workers manning polling stations as Liberians voted Saturday in a Senate election that was delayed twice because of the West African Ebola epidemic. Critics questioned whether it was even safe to hold the polls. The World Health Organization revealed Friday that more than 7,400 people have died of the latest outbreak. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama is condemning the shooting of two New York City police officers at point-blank range in broad daylight as they sat in their car on Saturday. Authorities say the gunman, identified as 28-year-old Ismael Brinsley, ambushed the officers before shooting and killing himself in a nearby subway. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Our city is in mourning. Our hearts are heavy. We lost two good men who devoted their lives to protecting all of us.
The incident comes amid a time of increased tension in New York and around the U.S. following the killings of several unarmed black men and youth by police officers. President Obama says he will do everything he can to close the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The U.S. Defense Department says four Afghans held for more than a decade at that prison have now been returned to their home country. Officials say the detainees were released at the request of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, and that release was a sign of confidence in Mr. Ghani, who's been in office only a few months. Tunisians are choosing their first freely elected president in a runoff vote seen as a landmark in the country's move toward democracy. Today's balloting represents the final stage in the country's transition from the so-called Arab Spring Revolution that overthrew long-ruling President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali in 2011. Lisa Bryant reports, however, much of the campaigning has been negative.
Current president, 75-year-old Moncef Marzouki, a human rights activist, has accused the frontrunner, 88-year-old Beji Caid Essebsi, who led the first round of presidential voting in November, of wanting to restore the old guard ousted in the revolution. For his part, Mr. Essebsi has described Mr. Marzouki as an extremist, whose three-year tenure as president has been disastrous. Mr. Essebsi refused to hold a debate with Mr. Marzouki ahead of the runoff. If Mr. Essebsi wins the presidency, his party will control all key parts of Tunisia's government. Bir El Nahda and the Islamists still remain a powerful political force. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Pakistan has executed four more Islamist militants since lifting a six-year moratorium on executions this past week, following a Taliban attack on a school that killed nearly 150 people, mostly children. The prisoners were hanged today at a prison in the eastern city of Faisalabad for plotting to assassinate former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. Two others convicted in the same plot were hanged on Friday. And Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani has visited Mount Sinjar after Kurdish Peshmerga fighters broke the siege of the area by Islamic State fighters. The president of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region says Peshmerga fighters are in control of roads leading to the mountain and have freed thousands of trapped Yazidis. He adds that the forces will not allow Islamic State fighters to remain in areas that their fighters can remain. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.